We all feel like giving up sometimes. I mean, at one time or another in your life, I'm sure that you would agree you just wanted to throw in the towel. You just wanted to quit. Maybe you wanted to quit your job. Maybe you wanted to quit on your marriage. Hopefully not, but maybe you felt like it just was a dead end and you wanted to quit. Maybe you wanted to quit that diet. Oh, a lot of you wanted to quit that diet. Listen, life can be challenging. I always say life is not easy, but God is good. Life is not fair, but God is just. Life can be challenging. Trials are fiery. Pain is real. Relationship troubles are stressful. Work is hard. You know the drill. I'm preaching to the choir. There's nobody alive that hasn't felt like quitting at one time or another. Sometimes the right thing to do is to quit. Sometimes it is. Sometimes you need to walk away. There is a time to quit. But you don't want to quit because you're weary. And many times the enemy is trying to get us to give up right before we see the harvest. He's trying to get us to walk away right before we see the increase. He's trying to get us to move right before we see the promotion or the breakthrough or the triumph. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And sometimes we just can't see how close we are to the breakthrough. And if we could just see how near we are, but listen to me, beloved, if you could just see how near you are to the breakthrough, if you could just see how close you are, some of you are literally one step away, one breath away, one more amen away, one more prayer away, one more push away. If you could just see how close you are, you would keep pushing. And no matter how far you are away from the breakthrough, the promise, the manifestation of your healing, no matter how far away you are, listen, you're getting closer every day. So don't give up. You're just going to have to get back up and try again if you give up. So don't give the devil the satisfaction. The enemy does his level best to wear us out and wear us down. As a matter of fact, Daniel 7:25 tells us very plainly that the enemy comes to wear out the saints. He comes to weary the saints. And God knows that. God knows every strategy the enemy will ever use against us. The enemy has no new tricks. They may be new to us, but certainly weariness is not. The give up spirit is not the fainting spirit that he wants to put upon us. That is not a new strategy. God knows it. That's why he warned us ahead of time not to grow weary in well-doing. Don't let the enemy wear you out. That is a warning from the Lord. It's an admonition from the Lord. Listen, it's a command of the Lord. Scripture tells us, don't grow weary in well-doing because we'll reap a harvest in due season if we don't quit. Weariness leads to that give-up spirit. So when you start to feel weary, I want you to catch yourself. I want you to be aware. I want you to hear the voices that are coming at your head, coming at your heart. I want you to quench those fiery darts with your shield of faith. I want you to understand what's happening. The enemy's trying to steal from you, and I want you to get mad. Not with me, not with your spouse, not with your coworkers. I want you to get mad at the devil because if you don't quit, you're going to win. So when you start to feel weary, guard your heart, guard your mind, guard your mouth, and take those thoughts captive before you speak them out and sign a contract with the devil. We need to rest in the Lord is what we need to do. We need to learn to wait patiently on the Lord and keep doing the right thing, to trust in the Lord and to do good. We're going to pray into all this and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire. I'm walking in the Spirit and winning in the warfare. And I promise and I prophesy, I promise you something's good going to happen to you. Something good already happened. But I prophesy something good is going to happen to you today. I'm coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here. And I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. Give me a year of your life and apply the word I'm teaching and watch the transformation. We've got three Sunday services, and you can watch that first service online at ahop.online, ahop.online. You can become an official web church member, go deeper with us with the virtual healing, prophecy and deliverance rooms, virtual life groups, virtual prayer line, virtual pastoral advice, virtual community, virtual life group. It's all there for you if you need us. ahop.online/webchurch. Now, today's broadcast is brought to you by a new free resource on the upcoming schoolofthespirit.tv. It's called The Benefits of Worshiping God. This is a free resource. It's on our temporary site. We're moving our content, schoolofthespirit.tv. No, I'm sorry. It's schoolofthespirit.thinkific.com. Somebody type that in for me. schoolofthespirit.thinkific.com. You're going to love this message, and you're going to get to experience the new School of the Spirit platform, which is going to launch soon. Wait for it. There's something really big coming. I said, wait for it. There's something really big that's about to happen on School of the Spirit. As we transition, there's something monumental that's going to happen. So I need to make sure you pay close attention, track with me, listen to the School of the Spirit podcast, get on the email list, because something incredible is about to happen, and I don't want you to miss it. But get that free resource right now at schoolofthespirit.thinkific.com, The Benefits of Worship. Before we get started, drop some hashtags for me. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire, hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. And let's get started. We're going to read today from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. And today's devotion is titled, I Will Keep Coming Through for You. I love it. I will keep coming through for you. And here's what I heard the Lord say. I am faithful. Even when the warfare is raging against your mind, I am faithful, says the Lord. Listen to me. Get in my word. Study my character. You will understand that I will come through for you again and again and again, says the Lord. I will keep on coming through for you. I will never let you down. I will never let you go. I will not relax my hold on you, says the Lord. The enemy cannot snatch you out of my hands. When you feel far away from me, when you can't hear me over the lies of the enemy, remember, I am faithful. Learn of me. I love you, says the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, he's faithful. He's going to get you. He's got you. He's got your back. He's got your front. He's got your sides. He's above and below. He is everywhere, and his eye is on you. He's got you. I know life is hard, man. I deal with stuff just like you. We all have different issues we're walking through, working with, standing against. But God is faithful. He is with us. He is for us. Amen. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Victory Decrees on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever you find books online. Now, the prayer starter and the decree. Father, help me see how faithful you really are. Let me catch you being faithful over even the smallest things so that I will rest in your faithfulness toward me. In Jesus' name, I decree the enemy's devices are set to self-destruct. I declare the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we give you praise and honor and glory today because you are a good God. There's no one like you. No one as beautiful as you. No one as holy as you. No one as faithful as you. No one as ready as you to come to our rescue. You are faithful. Lord, would you forgive us for all the times that we have not been faithful to your word and opened the door up to the enemy, to trouble, to woes, to problems that we don't want to have. Lord, would you forgive us for not believing that great is thy faithfulness. Would you forgive us, Lord, for not depending upon you for help when you're right there, a very present help in time of need? Forgive us and help us to refocus our hearts upon you. Father, I know your word, and I know you tell us very plainly that if we are faithless, you remain faithful, for you cannot deny yourself. You are faithful. Even in our worst moments, you are faithful. You are committed to us, and we are so grateful for your commitment to our heart. We are so grateful for your faithfulness. Oh God, we know that you are faithful, and you have promised, according to 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3, to establish us and to guard us against the evil one. So, Father, thank you that your faithfulness establishes us. You guard us. You will not let the enemy go too far. Even though you allow allowed Satan to sift Job like wheat. You put boundary markers, you put parameters. You said you can do this, but you can't do that. You are faithful, even in the midst of the warfare. You are faithful, even in the midst of the trial. You are faithful, even in the midst of the pain. You are faithful. You will guard us against the evil one. You won't let him go too far. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that no temptation has overtaken us that is not common to man. We don't have to feel sorry for ourselves. We don't have to feel crushed and overwhelmed because you are faithful and you will not. You've promised in your word that you will not. You're not a man that you should lie. And you have said that you will not allow us to be tempted beyond our ability. But with the temptation, you said you would also provide a way of escape so that we can endure the temptation. So you've given us a heads up. We know that the tempter's coming. We know the enemy's going to try to get us into sin so that we forfeit a promise or so that we don't recognize your presence or hear your voice. But you've told us that you have given us a way of escape. You have told us there's a way out. We don't have to bow a knee to the enemy. We don't have to bow a knee to fear. We don't have to bow a knee to sickness or pain. You have made a way of escape, and his name is Jesus. Oh, thank you for sending Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the light of the world. We're so grateful that you are our way of escape. We can look to you and find security. We can find the way through. We can find the strength to endure. We can find a way to persevere. You are the way. Hallelujah. You are the way. You are the way. You are the way through to triumph. You are the way through the warfare. You are faithful. You will always be the way. You will always be the door. I thank you, Lord, even if we do fall into sin. Even if we do fall into sin. You've made a way back to your heart. You tell us in your word, it is written, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Oh, God in heaven, thank you. We confess our sins even now. Faithful God, forgive us. Faithful God, cleanse us. Faithful God, renew in us a right spirit. Thank you, God. Faithful God, thank you, Lord. You are so faithful that you keep your covenant and your steadfast love with those who love you, and you keep your commandments to 1,000 generations. You are faithful to be faithful. So we give you all the praise today in the name of Jesus. Great is thy faithfulness, O God. You are faithful. The one who called us to fellowship with the Son of God is faithful. I see that, Lord. The Lord is saying, trust in me. And I will demonstrate just how faithful I am. For even when it seems that all is lost, you've not lost a thing, because everything you really need, says the Lord, is in me. And anything the enemy took from you, he's got to repay. When you come in my presence and you boldly approach my throne and you put your foot down with the enemy, but you lift your head up toward me to allow me to invade your circumstances. While you're standing in faith, while you're swinging the sword, we work together, says the Lord. You are a co-laborer with Christ, and don't you forget it. So come to me and ask for the help that you need. But wield your sword and watch the devil flee, says the Lord. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. So we will hold fast to our confession of hope. We will not allow the enemy to talk us out of the promise. We will not allow the enemy to get in our head. We will not allow the enemy to get in our heart. We will not allow the enemy to get in our mind. We will not allow the enemy to get in our mouth. No, 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 no. We will continue to confess our way through to the promise. We will confess that we are the healed. We will confess that we are are the whole. We will confess that we are the delivered. We will confess that we are the prosperous. Come on. We will confess that we are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. God, you are good. We will hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should change your mind. You said it. You're going to do it. You spoke it. You're going to fulfill it. Oh, Jesus, you are faithful. You will surely do it. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. There's no God like you. No one as beautiful as you. So we will stand on your word and we will sing your praises in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, somebody, share this quickly. We're going to transition into prayers when you feel like giving up. You're not going to give up. Not on my watch. Share this with somebody. Share it on your timeline, via Twitter, on LinkedIn, wherever you're at. Share, 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 share. It's time to pray. I know some people out there, you know, you want to give up on your job. You want to give up on your healing. You want to give up on your prodigals. You want to give up maybe on your marriage. Or maybe you want to give up on that healing. No, you're going to stand. You're going to stand. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you tell us in your word, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. So we ask you, Father, today to help us as we set our face like flint. Would you help us as we choose to believe your word? Would you help us, strengthen us as we stand against the spirit of weariness that is trying to wear us down and move us off your promises, oh God? We say we will not quit, we will not back up, and we will not back down. Your promises are true. They are yes and amen, and we will stand on your word. We will not get tired of what is doing good. That is our confession, because we know at just the right time, we're going to reap a harvest of blessing if we just don't give up. So we refuse to give up. We refuse to back down. We refuse to be moved off the promise. We refuse to walk away. We refuse to throw in the towel. We refuse to quit in the name of Jesus. We refuse to give up. We refuse to drop out. We refuse to relinquish our rights as citizens of the kingdom of heaven. We refuse to surrender to the wicked one. We refuse to withdraw from the circumstance, but we will run to the battle line and we will fight even harder than we've ever fought before, because you are faithful. We know that we're running a race. We know that only one gets the prize. We want to run in such a way as to get the prize. We don't want to run and give up and huffing and puffing on the sidelines and feeling sorry for ourselves. We come against that voice of self-pity in the name of Jesus. We come against that voice of victimhood in the name of Jesus. Oh, strengthen us, God, to run the battle, to keep our eyes on the prize, to keep our eyes on you, so that you can do what you said you would do and keep us in perfect peace. Oh, would you help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be strong and not give up, knowing that our work will be rewarded. You reward those who diligently seek you. You don't reward the giver-uppers. You don't reward those with the fainting spirit. You reward those who set their face like flint, have faces like Gadites, are ready to run to the battle line, and with apostolic grit just stand and withstand in the evil day. And when we've done all we can do, we will stand. We refuse to back up. We refuse to back down. We refuse to quit. In the name of Jesus, no, we will not grow weary of doing good. For in the due season, we're going to reap. That Kairos time, it's coming, and it's sooner than we think. We will not be deceived by the enemy who whispers, give up. It's not worth it. It's useless. No, even if we have to stand with tears in our eyes, we will stand and wait on salvation of the Lord. It is written in Psalm 126, verse 5, those who sow in tears will reap. weep with shouts of joy. So we're going to go ahead and shout even while we're crying. We're going to go ahead and lift up your name even when we're in pain. We're going to go ahead and speak the word even when it seems like everything around us is falling apart and falling down. God, we will stand on your word. We're going to sow righteousness and we're going to reap a true reward in the name of Jesus. You tell us in your word that when we wait upon the Lord, we will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings like eagles. We will run and not grow weary. We will walk and not faint. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We will not back down. We will not back up. We will stand up and fight for what belongs to us. We are not going to depart from your promises. They are yes and amen. You said it. You meant it. You'll do it. That settles it. We will not retire. We will not withdraw. We will not vacate our promised land. No, 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 no. We will fight every giant that we need to fight. We will look the giant in the eye, mano a mano. We will look the giant in the eye. We will look at him with eyes like fire, the eyes of Jesus burning through him in the name of Jesus. We will not abdicate. We will not blow our chance of success. We will not desert our post. No, no, no. We will not back up. We will not back down. We will continue to run to the battle line because we already won, because you already won. It will be just as you said it would be. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the enemy means us harm, but we're not going to give up in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the sorrow and grief. Oh, God is going to take what the enemy meant for harm, and he's going to turn it for good. Oh, we're going to have a testimony. We're coming out of this thing. Oh, we have faith in you, God, and we will not give up. Without faith, it's impossible to please you. Oh, but we are not faithless. We are faithful. We are faithful to your word. We're standing on the word. We're warring with the word. We're confessing the word. We're internalizing the word. We're meditating upon the word. We will not fear and we will not give up. You are with us, so we will not be dismayed. We will not be derailed. You are our God and you will strengthen us. I know that you will. You will help us because you're our helper. You will uphold us with your righteous right hand. You are good all the time, all the time. You are good. We will not back up. We will not back down. We will not lose heart in doing good. For in due time, we will reap if we don't grow weary. I break that spirit of weariness off of us now in the name of Jesus. I break it in the name of the Lord. Oh, we will not grow weary. We will not succumb to weariness. Oh, in the name of the Lord, we will not allow weariness to settle in on us in the name of Jesus. We will not let that voice of weariness cause us to back up. We will not be disgusted while we wait, but we will wait patiently to see the salvation of the Lord, the breakthrough of the Lord. We will not allow the enemy to exhaust us, to exhaust our faith, to fatigue our faith, but we will grow stronger as we give glory to God. Our faith will grow stronger as we give glory to God. Our faith, just like Abraham, he grew stronger as he glorified God. So we give you all the glory. We will not be impatient. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the worship. There's no God like you. Oh, we will not allow the enemy to work us out and work us up and set us up to get us upset. No, 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 no. We will stand and we will wait and we will war while we wait and wait while we war. We will not back up. We will not back down. Mm-mm. We will not. We will stand. We will stand. We won't get tired of helping others. We're going to trust in the Lord and do good. We will be rewarded when the time is right if we don't give up. So we're not giving up. We're not, Lord, help us to outlast the devil because he's persistent. Help us to outlast the devil because he is adamant. Help us to outlast the devil because he is determined to get us to bow. We will not bow a knee to him. Jesus did not bow a knee to him in the wilderness, and we will not bow a knee to him in the wilderness. We will not do it. We will not do it. We will not do it. Instead, we will not be moved. We will give ourselves fully to the Lord. We will be strong. We will be steadfast. This is our declaration. We will be immovable. We will be strong. We will be steadfast. We will be immovable. We will do our best. We will show up strong. We will excel in the work of the Lord. We will not take our hand off the plow. We will not be shaken. We will stand firm in the Lord because you are with us and you are for us. So we will not grow weary in well-doing and we will not fear. We know the plans you have for us. We do. We might not know exactly what they are, Lord, but we know that you have plans to prosper us. You tell us in your word, Jeremiah 29:11, you have plans to prosper us, not for harm, plans to give us a future and a hope. And our latter shall be greater than our past. That is our declaration. Our latter shall be greater than our past. Our latter shall be greater than our present. Our latter shall be greater. The greater one lives in us. So we will not give up. We will not back down. We refuse in the name of Jesus. We will not be bushed and discontented and drained. No, we will not be worn out. No, we have we are strong in the Lord. And the power of your might. That is our confession. Oh, Lord, strengthen us. Strengthen us. Strengthen us not to be moved. Not to be moved, Lord. Help us not to be moved off your word, Lord. I break that fainting spirit in the name of Jesus. We're not giving up. We are not going to give up. We refuse to give up because God's word will never fail. No word from God will ever fail. You watch over your word to perform it. You watch over your word to perform it. And we have the word of the Lord over our life. And we will not back up. You told that parable, Jesus, about how we should always pray and not give up. That's what you said. That we should always pray and not give up. So we're going to keep praying. Every time we feel like giving up, we're going to pray. We're just going to drive the devil crazy. Every time we feel like giving up, we're going to pray. Yep, we're just going to drive the devil crazy. Every single time we feel like giving up, our knee-jerk reaction is going to be to pray. So help us, Lord, to remember that. Help us, Lord, to remember when we feel like giving up, cast down the imagination and pray your will. Cast down the imagination and pray your will. Cast down the imagination and pray your will. For with man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. All things are possible to him who believe, and you work all things together for the good to those who love you and are called according to your purposes. You are so good. You are so great. There's no God like you. And so we thank you, Lord. We will not give up because we have asked for things and we intend to receive them. We have asked according to your will, and we know that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And we know that if you hear us, then we have what we asked. And so we're going to keep asking. We're going to keep seeking. We're going to keep knocking because everybody that asks receives. Yes, God. Everybody who seeks finds. Hallelujah. Everyone who knocks, the door will be open. So we will stand in strength, the might of God. We will stand courageously. We will not have fear. We will not be discouraged. We will not quit. We will not give up. No, we are not going down that path again. The devil might have got us one time, two times, or three times, but he's not going to get us a fourth time. Well, the righteous man falls down seven times, but he gets back up again. So we don't care what the devil says. We only care what you say, God. You've told us to be strong. You told us not to give up, so we won't do it. We will not grow weary. We refuse to grow weary. We refuse to grow weary in well-doing. We refuse it. You said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and you will give us rest. So, Lord, when we feel weary, we're going to come to you. We're going to look to you. We're going to come to you. We're going to look to you. We're going to come to you. We're going to look to you. And, Father, I give you praise, and I honor you. Because you are such a good father. You take such good care of us. And there's no reason to give up. You've already broken through. It's just a matter of time. It is just a matter of time. It is just a matter of time before we see the promises fulfilled. You're not slack concerning your promises. If you said it, you'll do it. There's a perfect time. There's a Kairos time. And I know we don't like to wait, but we're going to learn to wait well. We are committed to learning to wait well. We are committed to waiting with a glad heart. Lord, we are help us. We are committed to waiting with a smile on our face, knowing that you're going to come through. Help us, Lord. We are committed to waiting with a song in our heart. Help us, Lord. We are committed to waiting with faith, ever increasing faith. Help us, Lord. We are committed to waiting on you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. And we give you all the honor. We magnify your name above every sick circumstance that seems hopeless. You are not the God of the hopeless. You are the God of all hope. And so we will trust in you because you are worthy of our trust. We will wait upon you because you are worthy of our waiting. And we will follow you because you are worthy of our leadership. You're a perfect God, an on-time God, and we will not grow weary in well-doing because in due season we will reap if we do not faint. You've given us your word and we believe you. So we're standing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, somebody give him praise. Give him praise. Praise his name. Hello. Praise his name. Hello. Praise his name. He is good. He's good all the time. Go ahead and praise his name. Come on. Go ahead and praise his name. Praise him. He is good. All the time. All the time God is good. Come on, a few things. This is really critical. Pay very close attention. The new school of the Spirit is going to launch soon. And before it officially launches, I am going to be doing something I've never done before. So wait for it. Watch for it. Make sure you're on my email list. Make sure you're listening to the School of the Spirit podcast. I know many of you are. It's a brand new podcast. Please be sure. Connect, because you are not, if you miss this, you're going to kick yourself. If you miss my big announcement, you are going to be mad at yourself. Don't do that to yourself. Tune in with me. Make sure you get on the email list. Make sure that you're tracking with me on this broadcast. Make sure, because you don't want to miss this. There's so many exciting things coming down the pike. This is a revolution with schoolofthespirit.tv. It's a revolution. So wait for it. Watch for it. It's coming in 9 days. 9 days? Something like that. We're counting down. We're counting down. And it's going to be big. It's going to be worth your paying attention. So if this is your first time or if you come on randomly, better make sure you're connected with me because you will kick yourself if you don't get in on this. Amen. You will surely kick yourself. And I don't want you to kick yourself. I want you to love yourself. Come on. God is good. By the way, guys, there's a new podcast up right now on my Praying the News. And it's really a fascinating look into the Amalekite spirit and how that has plagued Israel. And is Hamas the new Amalekites? And it really, whether you're a student of the word or if you're just a lover of Israel or you love the realms of spiritual warfare, would you go listen to that for me? It's maybe 7 minutes long. It's not too long. And I want you to listen to it and I want you to comment because I think this is really interesting. I learned something about the Amalekites with regard to sorcery. I was like, whoa. I never seen that before, but I studied it because I was talking with an elder in the body of Christ who was talking to me about the Amalekites and all these different things and Hamas. And I'm like, oh, I started. She said, go study this. She said, I want you to go study it. So I did. I went and studied it. And I was like, look at this. So go listen to us, Praying the News, my podcast. Make sure you're on my email list at jenniferleclaire.org/subscribe. There's a free spiritual warfare resource that's over there for you just for subscribing because you're not going to want to miss this. Amen. Remember also that the Elijah Company, we're almost full. Always have some stragglers that, you know, sometimes people can't come at the last minute, they cancel, but don't wait till the last minute. This is very intense. And we are going to, if you're going to get healing, come on, there's going to be some snot rolling. I'm telling you, you're going to get healing. You're going to feel understood. Some of you, it'll be the first time in your life you ever felt like you belong somewhere and that you felt understood and accepted in the context of your gifting. Make sure you apply globalpropheticcenter.com. Globalpropheticcenter.com. Make sure you apply because we are filled. We're almost full. With our in-house people, we are definitely almost full. So please make sure you apply if you're coming, globalpropheticcenter.com. Get in on that if you want to. Amen. God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. Remember the two more things. Before I go, I want to pray out. Two more things. Remember the new free resource, The Benefits of Worshiping God, at schoolofthespirit.tv/thinkific. schoolofthespirit.tv/thinkific. Now I'm adding something new. I'm adding an epic Q&A every month. Well, you know what? Let's wait till a few more days, and I'm going to share that in a few more days. I almost let the cat out of the bag too soon, but just wait for it. But go over there to schoolofthespirit.thinkific.com and pick up that free resource, The Benefits of Worshiping God. And you're going to really love that. It's not long. It's not a whole course. It's just a class. It's really going to hit home with you. You're going to love it. And check that out as well. And remember, text the word warrior to the Facebook or Instagram page. To the Facebook or Instagram page if you want to learn more about Awakening Prayer Hubs. Or just go over there to awakeningprayerhubs.com/hero. As you notice, we just changed our mapping paradigm. And those of you who are Awakening Prayer leaders, the reason we took the map down was because most of you weren't answering your email address. And we were getting a lot of people saying, hey, nobody's answering me. So now we're going to answer for you. And I mean to tell you, people are left and right. We just changed the map yesterday. We've got like 20 people looking to join a prayer hub. And mean, you know, I'll leave it there. But guys, check your email addresses, because when we email you on their behalf, that's where we're going to email you. We're not going to email your personal address. You don't want your personal address in front of the whole world, right? Check those email addresses. What we're going to do is those prayer hub leaders that aren't actively checking their email addresses, we're going to disconnect those email addresses, because you know those cost us money. You know that. You know everything we do costs money. The firewall that nobody uses, the email addresses that nobody checks. Oh, I'm putting family business out there. Guys, we can all do better. We are really contending for awakening and revival in our cities and nations. And if you're in a third world country, you may apply for a sponsorship. You might qualify for a sponsorship. You know, we're just really, really, really wanting to up the ante on prayer. So guys, remember, I'm going to Israel in about 2 weeks, just less than 2 weeks. And I do need your help getting there. If you want to sow into this trip, I would sure appreciate it. You can do that at jenniferleclaire.org/donate, jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can sow a one-time seed there. You can become a partner there at jenniferleclaire.org/donate. We have a lot of cool partner stuff. You can also use the Cash App. Cash App is $PropheticBooks. Cash App is $PropheticBooks. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. At Jennifer LeClaire. You can also use the text to give. Text the word give, G-I-V-E, to 754-701-2161. And follow the instructions. You can use PayPal, paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire, paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. You could use the, what am I missing? Zelle, info@JenniferLeClaire.org. Zelle is info@JenniferLeClaire.org. Or you can use the P.O. Box, P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. Amen. So check that out. I want to pray over this offering, and I'm going to pray over you. Please also be praying for me. I believe I am the healed. And this thing with my shoulder, listen, I'm a spirit. My spirit is healed. My body is experiencing some symptoms. The enemy is trying to put this on me, and I refuse it. I reject it, and I'm not going to tolerate it. So when you have sickness in your body or pain in your body, remember, you're a spirit. This body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. He doesn't like it. So you have to fight and resist the pain, the sickness, the disease. You've got to fight, and you got to resist it. You got to resist it. You got to resist it. You have to denounce it, renounce it. I'm not having it. Uh-uh. Nope, not doing it. So it'll eventually bow. Some of these things, you know, they take time. But thank you for all your prayers from my shoulder. Now let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for all those who are giving. Ask you to bless them in Jesus' name. Ask you to help them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, with every financial decision. In Jesus' name, I ask you to bless this offering. Lord, I just lift up all my Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, my Awakening House Church leaders, my Awakening House of Prayer leaders, my Awakening Web Church leaders, as well as the Awakening House of Prayer here in Fort Lauderdale, all my Ignite Network members, my Company of Seers, my School of the Spirit students, my Global Prophetic Center. Lord, I say, Lord, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from evil and causing pain. Lord, help us to navigate every difficult situation in which we find ourselves. Help us, Lord, to move in your spirit and not in our flesh. Help us, Lord, to reject carnal thinking and adopt the way of the spirit, which is life, blessing, and peace. Help us, Lord, to walk worthy of your will and to bless you with all of our heart, to keep our eyes on you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to prosper everything we put our hand to in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. You bring home prodigals, restore marriages, save the lost souls in our family, Lord, and heal bodies and deliver souls in Jesus' name. Father, we give you praise and honor and glory, and we magnify your name because your name is great and greatly to be praised. We're so grateful that you are with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us, even to the end of the age. We're so grateful that you are for us and not against us, and we give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Remember, schoolofthespirit.thinkific.com. You're going to grab a hold of the benefits of worshiping God. awakeningprayerhubs.com/hero. You're going to watch a presentation on Prayer Hubs if you want to join. What else? Is that it? Is that it? GlobalPropheticCenter.com, Elijah Company. You almost forgot, didn't you? God bless you guys. Have a breakthrough day.